It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan.
On The Fan, Evan Roberts, another hour. It is the midday show. Benigno and Roberts. Joe is off this week. He returns on Sunday afternoon at Yankee Stadium. He is right now enjoying as beautiful a day as you could create. It's sunny. There's not a cloud in the sky, at least from where I'm looking. The temperatures are reasonable. It's not humid. God bless America. We are coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses are only at ShopRite. Let's talk a little football. Joining us right now, NFL Network Insider, a guy that you can follow on Twitter at Rapsheet. And you can see this man throughout the week on NFL Network's NFL Total Access at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We are a little over a week away from training camp. And that's Ian Rappaport. Ian, how you been, baby?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm all right. Can I ask you a Met question? Is that fair?
Yeah, sure. If you want to add to my misery, sure.
Yeah, I'm going to add to your misery before we talk football. Are you one of those Met fans that want to extend DeGrom and keep him here forever, or are you one of those Met fans that want to trade him and get as much back as you can?
For me, he is the kind of guy you build around for 10 years. And look, I mean, you can offer enough prospects to make it worth your while. I mean, there's a price for everything.
Yes.
You know, if you want to tell me you're going to get like two better than really good everyday players and then a couple prospects, like, I would say, you know, that would make sense. You know, if you want to trade either him or Syndergaard for something to like completely restock your farm system and give you two really, really good everyday players, I guess I would be okay with that. But the problem is, if you trade him, you're going to be searching for him for 10 years.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I don't think this is a, he's not some, like, you know, injury-prone guy. He's not a flash in the pan. He is just a legit, really, really good top-of-the-line starting pitcher. And you could trade him, but then good luck finding someone like him.
Exactly. No, I'm with you on that, man. I have the same sentiment as you. To Le'Veon Bell, what did the Steelers offer him? From what you heard, what was their big offer to Le'Veon Bell as far as long-term contract is concerned?
Their offer was 5 years, $70 million, which is a lot of money, $14 million a year average, lower than what the franchise tag would be. Franchise tag is 14 and a half. They offered him 14. They offered him fully guaranteed. And as far as injury guarantees, it's $33 million. So, you know, basically it would have been, he would have earned, instead of $14.5 million this year, he would have earned $16.5 million over the first 2 years, $15 million over the first 3 years on average. All a lot of money, but it was the lack of guaranteed money that really sort of frustrated him and led him to not accept the deal.
And I understand that, and this is just the nature of the NFL. You want guaranteed money, especially if you're a running back. But what's the end game? Because he's only going to get older. He's only going to have more mileage on him. What's the end game for Le'Veon Bell?
The end game is to do what Kirk Cousins did, to get tagged again, and then to kill it this year and go hit free agency and get paid.
Can he, though? Do you think a team would give him that kind of money in free agency?
I don't know. That's the one thing. Like, I really don't mind the plan. I think it worked for Cousins. I thought it was brilliant with Cousins. You know, you're taking a risk. You're saying, I'm going to go out without a net. I'm not going to have security. You know, he's probably, by not accepting the two deals from the Steelers, he's probably cost himself somewhere around $8 million or $9 million over the last 2 years. He can make up for all of that in free agency. So it's possible he could have played this right. What I don't know is who's going to offer $15 million or $16 million a year for a running back. I know one who catches the ball and all that, but like, who's that team going to be? And that's the one thing, like, history has not shown free agency be kind to running backs.
That's
why, special player, but I don't know.
That's why what Kirk Cousins did was different in that he's a quarterback, and you know how desperate teams are for a quarterback and how much they're willing to pay for a quarterback. Yep. Here's a running back who's only getting older, and it may not be fair, and I understand his frustration. I understand Todd Gurley's frustration. I get it. It doesn't seem fair that a guy who plays a position that it's pretty physically demanding and you don't have a long shelf life, it sucks that teams aren't going to pay you. But if teams aren't going to pay you, the end game is probably not going to work out too well for you.
Right. Now, I mean, the other thing is, like, if he goes out, he plays 16 games. They go into deep into playoffs. He's a fantastic player. Like, he's going to get a great deal. He's going to get more guaranteed money than he was offered. But is he going to get more than $14 million per year? Like, I just, you know, it only takes one, right? I mean,
right.
It's not like Kirk Cousins had a huge, huge, huge market. He had three very interested teams, and that was it. So Le'Veon Bell really just needs two teams.
So is he going to...
I don't know if he's going to get it, though.
Yeah, that's the real question. We're talking to your Rapport. Is he going to show up and everything's going to be fine? Is he going to play this year?
Yeah, of course. He's going to play this year because, remember, it's pay-as-you-go. So, you know, if he sits out until week 10, he gives up $9 million. You know, he's not going to give up $9 million. So he was always going to play this year. And it was really just, is he going to show up for training camp or not? And I think what's going to happen is, as soon as the Steelers are done in Latrobe, he's probably going to show up just like he did last year.
Right. It's crazy, man. I mean, do you think we're headed towards, because you've heard players talk about more guaranteed money or even guaranteed mm-hmm. contracts. Is that something that's ever reasonable that they can actually pull that off, or would it take a catastrophic work stoppage for that to happen?
You know, I really think it would take getting rid of the funding rule. You know, if the union decides to target the funding rule, then theoretically it would be possible. And what that means is if contracts are fully guaranteed, NFL teams have to fund all that's fully guaranteed. So Cousins got, you know, $84 million fully guaranteed. The Vikings wrote a check for $84 million, paid Cousins what he made now, and the rest goes into escrow and is paid just to make sure no one defaults, which is sort of antiquated, but that's what the rule is. So if you fully guarantee money, you have to fully front it right now. Teams don't like that. That's why a lot of these deals are not fully guaranteed. If you got rid of that rule, if the union made that a priority, then you could see more fully guaranteed deals. The problem is the overall ceiling would go down. So instead, like Kirk Cousins could have made $32 million on the open market, but it was fully guaranteed, so he made $28 million a year. Players would have to be okay with that too.
We're talking Ian Rappaport. Is Eric Reed ever going to sign somewhere? I mean, is he basically going to be now blackballed from the league?
You know, I don't think it's like Colin Kaepernick. He could have signed. He could have signed in Cincinnati. Kaepernick probably could have signed in Seattle. It's just a matter of, you know, is he going to say like, all right, you know, I'm not going to protest from the sideline. I'm going to stay in the locker room, or I am going to protest and I'll take the, you know, whatever fines you give me. He's going to have to figure out his situation. And really, remember, both these guys are suing the league. So it's hard to get signed when you're suing the league.
That's,
you know, Kaepernick's lawyers have made it clear if he got signed, he would drop the suit.
Right.
But still, you know, you're going to have to deal with the headlines, and that's tough. So I think Reed probably gets signed because he's, probably the top safety out there. But it's not like it's going to be a great market or a big payday, not this year at least.
We're talking in Rappaport. What did you think? You know, Ben McAdoo has said a lot recently. You know, he did an interview, mm-hmm. then he wrote that article with Peter King, all the things he learned, and a lot of things he was very honest about, and I think he was right about. He missed the ball on one thing. I mean, part of the controversy is that he started Geno Smith and not a young kid who Giant fans wanted to see. The problem is nobody wanted to see Geno Smith. But McAdoo's sitting out the year. What's his stock going to be like next year? Is he a guy that's got to go back, be a coordinator, build up his value Shermer style? Where is Ben McAdoo right now, in your opinion?
Well, two things about that. First of all, I like McAdoo's comments. He's always been just a real dude who has a lot of strong opinions and is extremely smart football-wise. Why he decided not to show that as a head coach is frustrating.
And he admitted that to a degree, right? He kind of said that he needed to be different with the media.
I mean, problem is, though, like, you are who you are. And I think some people think you need to just talk like a head coach, whatever that means, instead of just being yourself. Just be whatever you are, and that's what the public will see. And hopefully next time, you know, he decides to do that. You know, starting Geno Smith, I will forever say the reason he didn't start Davis Webb is because he was not ready. You know, same reason the Jets didn't start. I'm not comparing Davis Webb to Christian Hackenberg, but I'm just saying, if Hackenberg was ready, the Jets would.
But you know, and you may not be wrong about that, and you're probably right. But I think the problem is, fans dictate a lot in this town, right? And I think a part of the backlash was not just ending Eli Manning's streak, not just offering him a deal he can't accept, which is, let me play a half and then sit out. But it's Geno Smith, and Giant fans saw him fail miserably with the Jets. So even if Webb wasn't ready, I think the look of it just, it wasn't good. And it ticked a lot of Giant fans off, right or wrong.
100% right about that. And not to launch into a Geno Smith conversation, I would just say, you know, Geno Smith would have started instead of Fitzpatrick had he not gotten punched in the face. And when he actually played, I mean, that Raiders game, he played pretty good. He is a totally decent NFL backup who could morph into a starter one day. And just New York was not the right place for him. Anyway, as far as McAdoo, though, yeah. I mean, he does need to go back and be a coordinator. And, you know, I thought he might head back to Green Bay. Needs to go back in that system and kind of start again. And look, it ended horrendously with the Giants. It was toxic. And it was similar. Shermer's a great example. I mean, it ended horrendously in Cleveland. He went back. He paid his dues. He kept doing what he was doing, which is be a great football coach, and landed back as a head coaching job. I think Ben McAdoo will be a head coach again in the NFL. It's just going to probably take a couple years.
What do you think? How would you define the career of Darrelle Revis? Great Jet. We know about what happened with the contracts. He comes back. Second time around was a mess. Wins his title with the Patriots, but he's calling it quits today. Your thoughts on the career and legacy of Darrelle Revis?
Hall of Famer, no doubt. To me, I mean, one of the greatest defensive players I've ever seen. His great years of like 5 to 6 were better than any defensive player except for a handful. I mean, all time. I think he will, but it's funny because, so he was a great player, obviously, and yeah. I have a lot of memories of him just being hilariously good, like taking great receivers and just basically making them as if they were not on the field. But to me, he's the greatest businessman in sports. That's where his legacy will be. And it's funny because, like, the way he handled his business overshadowed how great of a player he was.
Right.
Which is incredible. But to me, there's no Hall of Fame for great business players. But also,
he is an example, and there's a lot of these in sports. And as Met fans, we're seeing it with Jay Bruce. When you try to remarry, it doesn't work most of the time. Now, sometimes it does. It worked with LeBron, but he's LeBron. But when you try to bring somebody back, the second time around is usually not nearly as good as the first time around.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, you talk about remarry. It's like, have you ever broken up with a girlfriend and then got back together? Like, look, like, it's probably not going to work, right? I mean,
yeah.
you broke up for, you know, you broke up for a reason,
right?
I mean, it's like, so it's not like, you know, everything that led to you leaving completely disappeared. You end up back in the same spot.
Right. Huh.
There's a lot of problems I have with that. Trading Revis in general.
I hated it.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Again, like, you don't trade historically great players, you know, unless you just want to not be very good.
Exactly. You see, we agree. Trust me, I think of DeGrom when I think of Revis, how much I hated that trade at the time. And looking back on it, I still hate it. My view has not changed. But
me too.
Whatever. Ian, I always appreciate it. Thank you for coming on.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. And he'll be on NFL Network's NFL Total Access throughout the week, 7 o'clock Eastern Time.